Wake Up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And here on the far south coast, we have some climate change protesters. They go out there sometimes and they hold their signs up and try to, you know, get change happening in our legislation, you know, because it is important to make your voice heard.
Yep.
Our protests here are pretty tame compared to what they get up to down in Adelaide, Hutsy.
Oh, geez. These are the ones where they block off whole streets, are they?
And yeah.
Those ones, yeah.
This is what happened yesterday morning in Flinders Street, Adelaide. The Extinction Rebellion protesters were at work.
Star Group police were lifted onto the roof of the Santos building in an MFS cherry picker and removed a man and a woman who had climbed onto the roof of the building around 8 o'clock this morning and had ended up sitting up there for about 3 hours. They'd let off flares and also graffitied the windows.
Yeah, they spray painted the window. I hope there's no fluorocarbons in that spray paint.
Just want to make sure this is human beings. This isn't like a dinosaur protest back in the day or cavemen jumping into caves.
These are people up there, the roof, letting off flares like they've just lost a soccer match or something. And the poor cops, you know, I always feel bad for cops that have to get sent into this situation.
You can't win, can you?
You know what I mean? You're like, I was at the police academy. I was abseiling down a building, smashing through a window, going, get on the ground. And here I am in a cherry picker. Having to get climate change protesters off the roof of a business building. But those ones, those two that were up on that building, they were nothing. They weren't taking it to the next level like these protesters were.
Further down the road, four protesters superglued themselves to Flinders Street, which obviously caused havoc again for those motorists.
Sorry, what?
Those cops had to show up with a spatula and some, like, solvent, just going, oh, man, again, I could have been, like, a special forces guy or something.
Why do people do this?
I don't know. That's what I'm like, I always wonder, like, are there whales watching this going like, what are these humans doing? Beaching themselves like in the middle of a street? What's wrong with them? What are they doing? And you're thinking, okay, normally when you see these protests, the age level of the protesters, they're usually quite young.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, younger generation that feels like their voices aren't being heard. And, and it's fair enough. But in this protest, Hutsy, the Extinction Rebellion crew, they had some older protesters with them.
We're grandmothers. We're not people who would normally do something like this.
Yeah.
I suppose grandmothers and older people are experts on extinction because they're almost there.
Oh, jeez. I love how like that lady, you know, she was in tears. She was saying, I'm doing this for my grandkids. Meanwhile, down the road.
Waste of time. Ridiculous, really.
There's an even older guy going like, it's a waste of time. Get off the road.
I reckon that's the partner of that woman who's been dragged to the protest.
That's granddad
like,
in the truck.
God, can we just go?
But, yeah, I do appreciate that, you know, Grandma's passionate about, you know, the future when it comes to climate change and things like that. I just love it that, you know, she's glued herself to a road. Eventually she'll be let off. She goes home and she's trying to tell the grandkids about how Grandma glued herself to the road to try and save their future. And they are not listening to one word because they're too busy glued to their screens.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a while. How's everything been?
Yeah.
Well, it's been very eventful, hasn't it? The last 2 years, I suppose you could say it.
Yeah, hopefully a much better year this year for the far south coast. And the NRL starting this week with one less person.
Yeah.
Sadly, Cameron Smith retiring yesterday.
It is sad. You know, he's probably the best player we've seen. He's been available 97% of the time. Missed 16 games out of 430. Due to injury or suspension. So that's a pretty amazing feat in itself.
Yeah, that is. When you were playing him back in the heyday, did you expect him to reach this level of, you know, superstardom when it came to his football?
Well, if you look at him, you think he looks like an accountant.
He does.
He
should be getting ready for the end of financial year, not the grand final.
Even the statue they unveiled of him yesterday looks more like a rugby league player than Cameron Smith does, because it doesn't look anything like him.
Hold a briefcase.
He's just one of those guys that's very durable and champion player, and as I said, one of the best we've seen, if not the best. You know, I was lucky enough to play with him a few times in junior Australian teams, and then also in the senior Australian team when, you know, we won against New Zealand back in 2010. Now, 11 years ago, and he's still playing at the top and could be playing for Australia at the minute.
Yeah. So the big question is, can the Melbourne Storm still win without him? They're taking on the Rabbitohs tonight. Who do you think is going to come away with the win in this game?
I think it's going to be a great game to start the year off. I think Melbourne, Craig Bellamy gets them guys going. I'll go with Melbourne down home. It's going to be a very, very tight game.
The first of our Friday night games is the Knights v the Bulldogs.
Yeah, no, I think the Bulldogs, you know, they've recruited well. They've got a new coach there and they've got a new lease of life. I think Newcastle will be too strong. They're a majority of the same team from last year, so I think Newcastle will be too strong.
What about the jackpot game tomorrow night also, the Broncos versus the Eels? Who's got this one wrapped up and what's that final score going to be?
I think the Eels will be too strong. Broncos will be, have a lot more passion and a lot more drive. But I think Parramatta, they've failed the last few years with the side they've had when no one come out and hit the ground running. So I'm going to go with Parramatta and I think it'll be 22-12.
Okay. And the first of the Saturday night games is the Warriors v the Titans.
Let me go the Titans.
The next game on Saturday is the Roosters versus the Sea Eagles. Mick, who's going to win this one?
I'll go the Roosters with this one.
Panthers are up against the Cowboys.
Panthers have a point to prove this year, missing the grand final last year. We'll go to the Panthers.
Also, one of your old teams kick off the Sunday games. It's the Raiders versus the West Tigers. Who's got this one?
I think the Raiders will be too strong here, but I think it's going to be pretty tight.
And these guys finished 2020 on a bad note, but hopefully they can bounce back strong this year. The Dragons up against the Sharks.
Yeah, poor old Dragons. They're a side that's got so much history, very close to my heart, a lot of people's hearts along the south coast here. It's sad to see them the way they are, but I think, you know, they've recruited pretty well. They've got McCulloch who'd be handy. Whole new coaching structure. It's going to take time for that to gel in, but, you know, let's see. Can't go against the Dragons because every time I do, they win. So, go the Dragons.
No worries, Mick. Well, thank you so much for your tips. We'll catch you again next week.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When you think seagulls, you think Australia, you think the beach, a hot day, chips.
Yeah.
Daytime fun in the sun.
I always think of, when I think of seagulls, I always think of those ones that always have a bung leg.
Oh,
there's always one amongst the pack there, the flock that has one leg tucked away.
Yeah, they've got some sort of trick to the trade. One of them will have like a bent beak or one eye, or one of them will appear to have one leg, and then all of a sudden you give him a chip and all of a sudden he's like,
my leg's feeling better suddenly. Yeah. I always feel like I want to like whittle a tiny crutch for them. Like I just want to help them in some way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's some good fun in the park when you get a handful of chips and throw it at someone you don't like. They just get mauled by the seagulls. That's always, maybe it's just me, but in New Zealand, well, seagulls turning up at nighttime. That's a little bit different, but one particular man by the name of Taylor Mechen from Dunedin, has had a bit of a trouble with a few seagulls at nighttime. Obviously, nighttime was a Friday night. He's coming home.
I didn't think they were nocturnal.
That's what I thought.
They'd be resting after a long day of trying to, you know, scab chips off people.
They do things differently over the ditch, I guess, but he's coming home from the pub, staggering home a little bit. All of a sudden, a whole bunch of seagulls turn up and coming at him. And then all of a sudden he grabs one and manages to get it on film, like literally puts his hand up, grabs the seagull and then sort of like throws it away. We're not throwing it at the ground like to hurt it.
He just catching sort of shoos it away.
Yeah, just sort of shoos it away. He thought nothing of this whole thing. He managed to film it obviously at the time, wakes up the next morning. All of a sudden this thing is absolutely blowing up. Like he's got his own TikTok account, his Instagram, that sort of stuff. You know, he went to bed with 3,000 followers, wakes up with 140,000 followers, 4 million likes. And this clip has been viewed 30 million times.
Wow, okay.
He's like, all I did was just went home when I was drunk and caught a seagull. Who doesn't do that? It's a standard day's work.
But... or is it because people have attacked him saying, like, you know, non-consensually touched that seagull and, you know, now it's angry?
Yeah, well, he did make a video to actually clear up exactly what happened. This is what he had to say.
It was like 4 in the morning. I was walking home from town drunk, got some Meccas, went and sat down waiting for a taxi, and... it's just so many seagulls up in the sky and they all started kind of dive bombing me, trying to get my chips and all that. Like, I'm quite scared of birds, so it was quite scary sitting there. And one just started coming towards my head, so I ducked and put my hand up and just grabbed it.
Get a kick with the New Zealand cricket team was taking catches like that. Absolute blinder. But the problem with this one is that a lot of people are coming out and they're pretty angry at this whole situation because the seagull was a red-billed species of seagull.
Is it endangered or something?
Yeah, which is like a rare endangered one over, you know, New Zealand. So a lot of people are saying, well, he could have actually got jailed or fined, you know, for like obviously animal cruelty or whatever. But as he said, he just caught it and literally just like shoo.
He just palmed it away.
Yeah, just sort of palmed it away. So it's a very unique situation that he's found himself in. You're like, when you think of it, you look at the facts. How often is it you're staggering home, you know, in the street from the pub, you're blind drunk, you're cradling your McDonald's, and all of a sudden birds are literally throwing themselves at you. That's rare. I've never had that happen to me walking home from the pub.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.